Hey guys, for years, dentists and patients have wondered, is there finally a clear, agreed upon way to treat jaw joint problems? Today, we're diving into the latest updates on temporomandibular disorders to see if we've at last reached a real consensus on their care and management. When we talk about temporomandibular disorders, or TMD, we're talking about one of the most debated and misunderstood topics in dentistry. For decades, opinions have split between those who see TMD as a mechanical problem of occlusion and those who understand it as a complex medical condition involving pain physiology and psychosocial factors. A recent publication by Manfredini and Kandasamy finally brings some order to this chaos. Representing the International Network for Orofacial Pain and Related Disorders methodology of the IADR, they've issued a consensus document, 10 key points summarizing what should now be considered the standard of care in TMD management. The message is clear: TMD is not a dental occlusion problem. It's a multifactorial biopsychosocial disorder. Diagnosis must rely on standardized history taking and careful clinical examination, not on imaging or bite analysis alone. Imaging is valuable, yes, but only when it changes the management plan. Treatment should start conservatively with patient education, behavioral approaches, and physiotherapy. Oral appliances can be helpful, but only as temporary aids. Surgery and irreversible procedures like occlusal adjustments have almost no place in standard TMD care unless a clear structural pathology exists. The beauty of this consensus is its simplicity. Support self-management, avoid harm, and think medically, not mechanically. It aligns with decades of pain research and provides clinicians worldwide with an evidence-based template adaptable to local conditions. As clinicians, we must now take the next step, not by inventing new devices or theories, but by implementing this standard consistently. It's time to move beyond occlusion and focus on helping patients understand and manage their pain safely and effectively. So, yes, we finally have a consensus. But its true value will depend on how well we teach it, share it, and live it in our daily practice. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.